This audio file is a transcription of the CMI document. Since the document was written to be a printed document, there may be some elements that do not translate clearly. Accordingly, do not rely on this audio file, but use the printed CMI as the authoritative document. This is the consumer medicine information for Tamiflu oral suspension. Active ingredient, oseltamivir. This leaflet provides important information about using Tamiflu. You should also speak to your doctor or pharmacist if you would like further information, or if you have any concerns or questions about using Tamiflu. Where to find information in this leaflet? Why am I using Tamiflu? Tamiflu contains the active ingredient oseltamivir. Tamiflu is an antiviral medicine. Tamiflu is used for treatment and prevention of influenza, an infection caused by influenza virus. It has no effect on the common cold or other respiratory virus infections. Tamiflu attacks the influenza virus and prevents it from spreading inside your body. Give Tamiflu suspension as directed by your child's doctor or pharmacist. The usual dose of Tamiflu is one dose taken twice a day. The dose may vary depending on your child's weight. Tamiflu is absorbed to the key sites of influenza infection and treats the cause. Taking Tamiflu can prevent you from catching the flu, or if you have already caught the flu, taking Tamiflu means you feel better faster. You will also be less likely to develop complications of influenza, such as bronchitis, pneumonia, sinusitis, and ear infection. Typical symptoms of influenza include fever, headache, muscle aches, sore throat, cough and extreme tiredness. Tamiflu will help reduce the chances of you passing the flu on to someone else. Ask your doctor or pharmacist if you have any questions about why Tamiflu has been prescribed for you. Tamiflu is not addictive. Ask your doctor about having the influenza vaccination. Vaccination every year is the best way to prevent influenza. What should I know before I use Tamiflu? Warnings. Do not use Tamiflu if you are allergic to oseltamivir or any of the ingredients listed at the end of this leaflet. Always check the ingredients to make sure you can use this medicine. Some of the symptoms of an allergic reaction may include shortness of breath, wheezing, or difficulty breathing, swelling of the face, lips, tongue, or other parts of the body, rash, itching, or hives on the skin. The package is torn or shows signs of tampering. The expiry date, EXP, printed on the pack has passed. If you take this medicine after the expiry date has passed, it may not work as well. If you are not sure if you should be taking Tamiflu, talk to your doctor. Check with your doctor if you have any other medical conditions, especially kidney failure, kidney impairment, or kidney disease. Weakened immune system, caused by a medical condition or medication you are taking. Take any medicines for any other condition. You have a hereditary intolerance to fructose. 175 mg dose of Tamiflu 6 mg per milliliter oral suspension contains 2.1 gram of sorbitol. If you have hereditary fructose intolerance, Tamiflu 6 mg per milliliter oral suspension is not recommended. Sorbitol may have a laxative effect and cause diarrhea. You are allergic to any other medicines, foods, dyes, or preservatives. If you have a suppressed immune system. If you have not told your doctor about any of the above, tell them before you start taking Tamiflu oral suspension. During treatment, you may be at risk of developing certain side effects. It is important you understand these risks and how to monitor for them. See additional information under Section 6. Are there any side effects? Pregnancy and breastfeeding. Check with your doctor if you are pregnant or intend to become pregnant. It is not known whether Tamiflu is harmful to an unborn baby when taken by a pregnant woman. If there is a need to take Tamiflu when you are pregnant, your doctor will discuss the risks and benefits to you and the unborn baby. Talk to your doctor if you are breastfeeding or intend to breastfeed. Tamiflu may pass into breast milk. Your doctor will discuss the risks and benefits of using Tamiflu if you are breastfeeding. Use in the elderly. Although there is limited experience with use of Tamiflu in patients 65 years and older, the dose recommended for use in elderly patients is the same as that recommended for adults. Use in children. Do not give Tamiflu oral suspension to children under 1 year of age for the prevention of influenza. Safety and effectiveness of Tamiflu oral suspension in children under 1 year of age has not been established when used for the prevention of influenza. What if I'm taking other medicines? Tell your doctor or pharmacist if you are taking any other medicines, including any medicines, vitamins, or supplements that you buy without a prescription from your pharmacy, supermarket, or health food shop. Some medicines may interfere with Tamiflu and affect how it works. You may need to use different amounts of your medicine, or you may need to take different medicines. Your doctor will advise you. Your doctor or pharmacist has more information on medicines to be careful with or avoid while taking Tamiflu, including immunosuppressants, medicines used to suppress the immune system. Probenecid, a medicine used to treat gout. It is safe to take aspirin, paracetamol, and cough medicines with Tamiflu oral suspension. However, medical advice should be sought before giving aspirin to children with viral illness. Check with your doctor or pharmacist if you are not sure about what medicines, vitamins, or supplements you are taking, and if these affect Tamiflu. How do I use Tamiflu? How much to use? Take Tamiflu oral suspension exactly as your doctor has prescribed. Follow the instructions provided and use Tamiflu until your doctor tells you to stop. If you have kidney disease, your doctor may prescribe you a lower dose of Tamiflu. When to use Tamiflu? Tamiflu should be used to treat and prevent influenza. Treatment of influenza. Adults and adolescents. Adults and adolescents who are unable to swallow capsules may receive Tamiflu 6 mg per milliliter oral suspension. The usual treatment dose is 75 mg twice daily for 5 days. This should be taken as a 30 mg dose plus a 45 mg dose in the morning and a 30 mg dose plus a 45 mg dose at night, using the oral dispenser provided. A 30 mg dose is equivalent to 5.0 milliliters of suspension. A 45 mg dose is equivalent to 7.5 milliliters of suspension. Children, give Tamiflu suspension as directed by your child's doctor or pharmacist. The usual dose of Tamiflu for treatment of influenza is one dose taken twice a day for 5 days. The dose may vary depending on your child's weight. Prevention of influenza. For prevention of influenza, Tamiflu oral suspension is taken once a day at the recommended dose, while protection is required. Safety and effectiveness have been shown in patients taking Tamiflu for up to 6 weeks. Adults and adolescents. Adults and adolescents who are unable to swallow capsules may receive Tamiflu 6 mg per milliliter oral suspension. The usual prevention dose is 75 mg once daily for 10 days. This should be taken as a 30 mg dose plus a 45 mg dose, using the oral dispenser provided. A 30 mg dose is equivalent to 5.0 milliliters of suspension. A 45 mg dose is equivalent to 7.5 milliliters of suspension. Children 1 year of age and older. Give Tamiflu suspension as directed by your child's doctor or pharmacist. The usual dose of Tamiflu for prevention of influenza is one dose taken once a day for 10 days. The dose may vary depending on your child's weight. For dosing 3 milliliters and 10 milliliter oral dispensers, dosing syringes have been provided in the carton. Do not give Tamiflu to children under 1 year of age for the prevention of influenza. Safety and effectiveness in children under 1 year of age have not been established. How to take it? Shake the suspension well every time you use it to ensure you get the right dose. The powder in the suspension may settle during storage. Tamiflu can be taken with or without food. However, you may find Tamiflu is easier on your stomach when taken with food. Your pharmacist may have prepared the oral suspension for you when you collected your prescription. However, if they have not done this, then you can do it easily yourself. You only need to prepare the suspension once, at the beginning of your course. After that, all you need to do is shake the suspension well and draw up the appropriate recommended dose. Figure 1. Tap the closed bottle gently several times to loosen the powder. 1. Measure 55 milliliters of water by filling the measuring cup to the indicated level, measuring cup included in the box. You should always use 55 milliliters of water, irrespective of the recommended dose you are taking. It is best to use bottled water or boiled water that has been cooled. 2. Add all 55 milliliters of water into the bottle, recap the bottle and shake the closed bottle well for 15 seconds. The powder plus 55 milliliters of water will make a total volume of 65 milliliters. 3. Remove the cap and push the bottle adapter into the neck of the bottle. 4. Place the cap tightly over the top of the bottle, which now includes the bottle adapter. This will make sure that the bottle adapter fits in the bottle in the right position. How to measure and give a dose of oral suspension. Figure 2. Figure 3. Image 3. PNG, Figure 4, 1. Shake the closed bottle of Tamiflu oral suspension well before use. 2. Take the dispenser, see Figure 2, and push the plunger completely down toward the tip of the dispenser. 3. Remove the cap from the bottle of oral suspension. 4. Insert the bottle adapter into the neck of the bottle, see Figure 3. 5. Insert the tip of the dispenser into the bottle adapter. 6. Turn the entire unit, bottle and dispenser, upside down, see Figure 4. 7. Slowly pull out the plunger to the graduation marks in milliliters which your doctor or pharmacist has instructed you to take. 8. Turn the entire unit upright. 9. Slowly remove the dispenser from the bottle. 10. Push the suspension directly into the mouth by pushing down the plunger of the dispenser. Swallow the medicine. You may drink and eat something after taking the medicine. 11. Immediately after administration, take the dispenser apart and rinse both parts of the dispenser under running tap water. Allow dispenser to air dry before next use. 12. Do not boil the oral dispenser to avoid damage of the dispenser. 13. Contact your doctor or pharmacist if the dispenser is lost. If the dispenser is damaged, do not use it. Contact your doctor or pharmacist and they will advise you on how to continue to take your medication. Each bottle of Tamiflu 6 mg per milliliter oral suspension contains 390 mg of oseltamivir in a final volume of 65 milliliter suspension. Depending on the dose your doctor has prescribed for you or your child, you may have suspension left over. Discard any unused suspension once you have completed your treatment course. When to take it? Treatment with Tamiflu oral suspension should be started as soon as possible, but no later than 48 hours after the first symptoms of influenza. For influenza treatment, Tamiflu oral suspension should be taken in the morning and in the evening. For influenza prevention, Tamiflu oral suspension should be taken once a day. If you have kidney problems, your doctor may tell you to take Tamiflu less often. Taking your medicine at the same time each day will help you remember when to take your Tamiflu oral suspension. How long to take it? Continue taking Tamiflu oral suspension until your doctor tells you to stop, or your course of treatment is complete. If you have a weakened immune system, your doctor may tell you to take a longer course. If you forget to use Tamiflu should be used regularly at the same time each day. If it is almost time for your next dose, skip the dose you missed, and take your next dose when you are meant to. Otherwise, take it as soon as you remember, and then go back to taking it as you would normally. If you are not sure what to do, ask your doctor or pharmacist. If you have trouble remembering your dose, ask your pharmacist for some hints. Do not take a double dose to make up for the dose you missed. If you use too much Tamiflu. If you think that you have used too much Tamiflu, you may need urgent medical attention. You should immediately phone the Poisons Information Center by calling 1-3-1-1-2-6. Or contact your doctor, or go to the emergency department at your nearest hospital. You should do this, even if there are no signs of discomfort or poisoning. If you are not sure what to do, contact your doctor or pharmacist. The following are some symptoms of overdose which may or may not occur. EUR-sent nausea, feeling like vomiting. EUR-sent vomiting. What should I know while using Tamiflu? Things you should do. Tell your doctor if you have kidney failure, or impairment, or any other problems with your kidneys. You become pregnant while taking Tamiflu. If for any reason, you have not taken your medicine exactly as prescribed. Otherwise, your doctor may think that it was not effective, and may change your treatment unnecessarily. Be sure to keep all of your appointments with your doctor, so that your progress can be checked. Call your doctor straight away if you feel your symptoms have worsened after starting Tamiflu. Remind any doctor, dentist, or pharmacist you visit that you are using Tamiflu. Things you should not do. Do not stop using this medicine suddenly or change the dose without first checking with your doctor. Do not let yourself run out of medicine over the weekend or on holidays. Do not give Tamiflu oral suspension to anyone else, even if they have the same condition as you. Do not use Tamiflu oral suspension to treat other complaints unless your doctor says to. Do not take any other medicines, whether they require a prescription or not, without first telling your doctor or consulting a pharmacist. Driving or using machines. Be careful before you drive or use any machines or tools until you know how Tamiflu affects you. However, Tamiflu is not expected to affect your ability to drive the car or operate machinery. looking after your medicine. After water has been added to the Tamiflu powder, the suspension only lasts for a limited time. After this time, it may not work as well. The Tamiflu suspension may, however, be kept in the fridge, between 2 to 8 degrees Celsius for up to 17 days. Do not freeze the suspension. Follow the instructions in the carton on how to take care of your medicine properly. Store it in a cool, dry place away from moisture, heat, or sunlight. For example, do not store it in the bathroom, or near a sink, or in the car, or on windowsills. Keep it where young children cannot reach it. When to discard your medicine, as relevant. If the Tamiflu oral suspension is stored at room temperature, where the temperature stays below 25 degrees Celsius, the suspension must be discarded after 10 days. Getting rid of any unwanted medicine. If you no longer need to use this medicine, or it is out of date, take it to any pharmacy for safe disposal. Do not use this medicine after the expiry date. Are there any side effects? All medicines can have side effects. If you do experience any side effects, most of them are minor and temporary. However, some side effects may need medical attention. See the information below, and, if you need to, ask your doctor or pharmacist if you have any further questions about side effects. This is not a complete list of all possible side effects. Less serious side effects. Less serious side effects. Stomach. Nausea, feeling like vomiting. Vomiting. Stomach ache, indigestion. Diarrhea. Nervous system. Dizziness or spinning sensation, vertigo. Headache. Insomnia, difficulty sleeping. Nose. Sinusitis, stuffy nose and or feeling of tension, or fullness in the nose, cheeks and behind the eyes, sometimes with a throbbing ache. Runny nose, or nosebleeds. Throat. Cough. Bronchitis. Asthma, breathlessness, wheezing, a cough sometimes brought on by exercise and a feeling of tightness in the chest. Ear problems, or ear infection. Eyes. Conjunctivitis, discharge from the eyes with itching and crusty eyelids. Visual disturbances. Body. Fatigue. Aches and pains. Skin. Mild skin rash. What to do? Speak to your doctor if you have any of these less serious side effects and they worry you. Taking Tamiflu with food may reduce the potential for some or all of these side effects. Serious side effects. Serious side effects. Stomach. Diarrhea with blood, along with fever and severe stomach pain. Skin and other allergies. Sudden signs of allergy such as rash, itching, or hives on the skin, swelling of the face, lips, tongue, or other parts of the body, shortness of breath, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Yellowing of the skin and or eyes, itching and dark colored urine. Infection. Chest infection with fever, chills, shortness of breath, cough, phlegm and occasional blood. Psychological. Convulsions, confusion, drowsiness, abnormal behavior, delusions, hallucinations, agitation, anxiety, and nightmares. These symptoms may also occur in influenza patients not treated with Tamiflu. Patients, especially children and adolescents and their caregivers, should look out for signs of abnormal behavior and contact a doctor immediately. What to do? Call your doctor straight away, or go straight to the emergency department at your nearest hospital, if you notice any of these serious side effects. Tell your doctor or pharmacist if you notice anything else that may be making you feel unwell. Other side effects not listed here may occur in some people. Do not be alarmed by this list of possible side effects. You may not experience any of them. Reporting side effects. After you have received medical advice for any side effects you experience, you can report side effects to the Therapeutic Goods Administration online at www.tga.gov.au/reporting-problems. By reporting side effects, you can help provide more information on the safety of this medicine. Always make sure you speak to your doctor or pharmacist before you decide to stop taking any of your medicines. Product details. This medicine is only available with a doctor's prescription. What Tamiflu contains. Active ingredient. Main ingredient. Oseltamivir. Other ingredients. Inactive ingredients. Sorbitol. Sodium dihydrogen citrate. Xanthan gum. Sodium benzoate. Saccharin sodium. Titanium dioxide. Tutti frutti flavor. Tamiflu powder for oral suspension is gluten-free and lactose-free. Potential allergens. Tamiflu oral suspension contains benzoates, saccharin and sorbitol. Maximum recommended daily dose of Tamiflu, 150 mg exceeds 2 grams of sorbitol. Products containing sorbitol may have a laxative effect or cause diarrhea. Do not take this medicine if you are allergic to any of these ingredients. What Tamiflu looks like. Tamiflu oral suspension is a white to light yellow liquid. Tamiflu 6 mg per milliliter oral suspension comes in a bottle with an adapter, oral dispensers and a measuring cup. Tamiflu is also available as 30 mg, 45 mg and 75 mg capsules. Tamiflu 6 mg per milliliter oral suspension is registered with the TGA as OSTAR 188016. Who distributes Tamiflu? Tamiflu is distributed by Roche Products Pty Ltd. ABN 7000013286 5. Level 8, 30 to 34 Hickson Road, Sydney, New South Wales 2000. Australia. Medical inquiries. 1-800-233-950. This leaflet was prepared in August 2023.